getting the amendment handed out. Yes, why don't you?
Number seven is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, requesting to transfer funds from the 2012 surplus to the debt service reserve.
And I assume we need someone to offer this amendment? Or can we just do it? Do we need anybody, any author on this amendment?
Substitute. Move to substitute, Mr. Chairman.
We'll do that by unanimous consent, substitute this for the other resolution that was in the packet. Is there any discussion on this resolution? See, it has a $5 million figure as opposed to the $3 million that was earlier discussed. And both DAS and the Comptroller are recommending that we do this. So take the roll on the resolution, please. Oh, go ahead.
I still have one question. And the question I have is, and I heard Mr. Mansky talk about, you know, litigation and all that. It's so early in the year to know how successful our 2013 budgeting has been. And I guess what I get a little concerned about is if we, in fact, end up with a deficit, are we being too conservative here? And I'd at least like to find out from the controller where he thinks we are with 2013, whether our assumptions, et cetera, were valid. And I know it's early in the year, but, you know, if we're going to act on this now, I'd at least like to have some assurance that we're not deficiting for 2013.
Yeah, the previous report in the previous cycle of the Finance and Audit Committee and Personnel, we provided a report of some projections for 2013. We're currently have received from the departments their projections based upon the first quarter. What we're seeing right now is a projection for the surplus. The projection for the surplus is based upon health care costs and how 2012 ended. So we were projecting about a $3 million to $4 million surplus overall for 2013. The concern that you expressed regarding, you know, what if we end up with a deficit, this is the concern that I'll let Mr. Kamholt speak to. But the concern that the executive's office had is that if you end up with a deficit, then you're going to start in the hole by $5 million towards that. My feeling was, is based upon the prior years of what you've had, is that, and based upon the initial numbers that we're seeing for 13, is that I had projections for a surplus, and based upon the surplus that we're putting into the debt service reserve. So I think your question is a valid question, but based upon the amount that's going into the debt service reserve, based upon the five-year fiscal report, you know, the projection is for the $5 million. That discussion and all of that will change next year when we look at that number and we have the same discussion of when we're at the end of the year. But my feeling is right now is that you could have a projected, I'm projecting a surplus for the year for 13.
Sure. Yeah, well, first of all, when you reserve up all but $5 million, all of that, again, is going to be available throughout 13 and possibly 14, and I don't know what the end date on what you can, how long you can hold funds in the debt service reserve fund, but that's about as multi-year as you can get in terms of a reserve. We dropped the number from 5.5 to $5 million because we just, moving forward, hope, you know, that's the one-time use of funds, and you depend, you need to generate just that much so you're not digging yourself a hole each and every year. So we wanted it, we had a great year last year with about $11 million in surplus, and we applied 5.5 of it into ongoing into the budget for 2013. And what Scott is saying is based on past practice, based on past policy, we'll just pencil in that $5.5 million number. This is $500,000.
It sounded like we started at $3 million.
We started at $3 million, and then talking to Scott, the number did get a little bit better. As you know, the number is still a little bit in flux, as the controller can attest to here. So we felt a little bit more comfortable coming up on the number. There's other things that we can do conservatively in the budget. I know you have an interest, Supervisor Lipscomb, of increasing the contingent fund. we might be able to bump that up a little bit. And there's other revenues that we can continue to make more attainable for departments. And I think those are the types of initiatives we can look at in terms of building the 14 budget.
Well, and that reflects on my comments. I know the contingency fund is razor thin. But so, Das, you're recommending the 5, and the controller's recommending the 5. Is that correct?
Yes.
For the record.
For the record.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on this? If not, could you take the roll on the resolution?
On the substitute resolution, Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Homer West.
Aye.
Bursett.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Resolution is approved 9-0.
What I'd like to do before we do yours is get through with the Parks ones, because those should be pretty quick, and then Laura's free to go. So we'll go to 12.